Welcome to the Marty Sheargold Show podcast. For Chemist Warehouse, this Christmas, pick up a fragrance for a loved one from Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.
From the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
It is the weekend edition of the podcast. We call it Shigs and Giggles.
Yes. Happy Saturday or happy Sunday or Tuesday. I mean,
or Wednesday.
Just because we think it's the weekend edition doesn't mean that's when it will be consumed.
That's right. Exactly. But basically, it is it's a bit of a best of things that you might have missed.
Yes.
Through the week.
Through the week.
On the Marty Sheargold.
It's a compile.
Show. A compilation.
Yes. It's like 82 with a bullet.
Out now on Hamard Records. Do you remember Hamard Records?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, nobody else in this room would.
No, of course they wouldn't. I don't know what everyone else in this room.
The old guys are chatting.
Average age of 12.
Let's get into the show here at Triple M.
The Marty Sheargold Show.
How'd you knock your tooth out is the question we're asking now. Dad lost his front teeth fielding in close in a game of cricket and the guy pulled the ball straight into his mouth.
Oh.
And he's got Dad's still got one of those old school, like, metal plates that has the weird metal prongs on it. It's like, it's grotesque. It's like, how could you have that in your mouth?
Foul.
When he pulls it out in front of the kids, they're like, Jesus, what's wrong with your dad?
Does he go off going through the security at the airport?
He would. His mouth would. And he's got, and because it's front teeth, he's got two beautiful front teeth.
Yeah.
And the teeth of an 85-year-old man around them.
Haven't updated it?
I don't think they have, you know. Honestly, I'm serious. I reckon he's had that same plate in his mouth as long as I've been aware of
foul.
It. Yeah, I know. It's gross. Tampa Bay Buccaneers defensive lineman Vita V will be hoping he can get patched up at the dentist soon after he lost a tooth during the Bucs' 38-31 win over the Indianapolis Colts on Monday. During the second quarter, Vita's chin strap wasn't tightened. You've only got one thing to do when you put a helmet on.
Yeah. Make sure that's on properly.
Yeah, tighten your chin strap. Once you've got it on your head, the only other thing you have to do is
tighten
sure
it up.
It's done up. Mm. He was crunched by the offensive linesman in a brutal hit. Slow motion replays showed one of Vita's teeth flying out of his mouth immediately after the collision.
Take a look at Vita Vea here. Oh, he lost a tooth.
And he's smiling. That's my best part.
Does a tooth fairy come for 26-year-olds? I'm just asking.
My tooth out.
Nice, DC.
DC, your fingers are on fire.
Yeah.
Vita Vea is 157 kilo.
Wow.
They're big boys.
157 kilo.
And running around?
Well, not a lot of running for these blokes. They're the ones that sort of are in the line at the front.
Oh, yeah. Is that a scrimmage?
It's a lot of pushing.
It is.
Just sort of pushing
it's
against
a lot of
each
pushing.
Other.
Sometimes they get through and sack the quarterback, but 157 kilos.
Wow.
And he was having a chuckle to himself as he made his way off the field. I don't know which part of a man loses a tooth and has a laugh about it. Do you know what I mean? I would be screaming.
Yes, so would I.
And calling for an ambulance and immediate attention.
Straight to the dentist.
I don't understand not wearing mouth guards, just as a general thing. I don't understand how anyone could play a contact sport.
Well, a lot of them have them attached to the front of the grill.
Yeah, he may well have, and it might have come out, but...
Well, his helmet wasn't done up.
Yeah. But you see in an AFL all the time players without mouth guards and then bang, a couple of teeth go.
I don't know. I mean, unless you've got some sort of, you know, medical exemption for not wearing one, why wouldn't you have a mouth guard?
Absolutely.
In?
Well, we've got some calls.
Hello, Jodie.
Hi, Jodie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Never better, mate. We've got two people with COVID in the team. You may or may not know Jodie.
Yes.
We're not here with
it. No good.
No, it's no good. It's no way. No. It's not how we wanted to finish the year, but that's what we've got to deal with.
Yeah, it's life at the moment.
How'd you knock your teeth out, Jodie?
Well, my brother and I were hiding in the back of the car from our parents, and I wouldn't stop laughing, so he punched me in the mouth and knocked both of my teeth out.
Oh, no. God.
Thanks, bro.
Literally punched your teeth out.
Yes, older brother. Yeah, so that was good. But they were my baby teeth, so they grew back. And
thank God.
I did keep them, so the tooth fairy did come through for me, so it wasn't too bad.
Your mum and dad must have absolutely cracked it.
They did, but, yeah, he got away with a fair bit. So,
classic
anyway,
brothers,
that's
am
older
I
brothers.
Right, Jodie?
Yes,
classic
yes, you
older
are right.
Brothers. Now, despite the fact that Will is COVID positive,
yes,
not here with us, we're going to still go on with Will's three-way, aren't we, mate?
It's going to be interesting. Will is quiz master and he puts the three-way together, which he will explain for us in a second. And Loz is also COVID positive. Unbelievably, I would never have picked those two guys to get COVID.
They're the same people.
They're the same human being living the same lives. And so Loz is at home in her spare room.
Yep.
And there's a little bit of delay when we have people at home on their home kits.
Yes.
So it's a chance for you and I to win.
Finally, in the last week of the year, we have an advantage.
Oh, it's the last three-way.
It's the last
three-way. Oh, it is too.
Yeah. Oh. We'll explain how it works.
So I'll explain three concepts or objects or ideas or movies or anything, and you have to tell me what they have in common. If you give me an answer and I say that I want more information, you get a chance to go into more detail to get the right answer, and that's pretty much it.
It's a
Lauren, yes, it's a theme train. Lauren's on 7, Marty's on 3, Troy's on 2.
Ooh. Not bad. See, it's pretty close.
Marty won last week.
Ooh.
Yeah, you did. I remember.
I don't remember. I think you had a winning week. I'm sure you won something else last week as well.
Now, I thought he did, and I added some confusion to
did you?
Everyone's brains.
All right, let's go, Will. And let's see if Loz's delay means that Troy and I can make the most of our minor advantage.
If we don't get this today, there's a problem, especially with Loz being unwell.
Yeah, I know. So and not only has she got a delay, she's got COVID. If we can't win today, I'm handing my FM licence back in.
Me too.
Not this again.
Should we do a delay test, a clap test?
Okay, all right, ready?
All right, everyone clap when I say one. So I'm going to count down from three.
So three. We clap after you say one?
So clap on one.
On
okay.
one.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, not too bad.
But the listeners can't tell who clapped.
No, never could I.
Yeah, good call.
The one clap.
That's one of the stupidest things we've ever done.
Good test. Good test, though, Will. That was amazing.
You didn't.
We should have all just said one.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Try that.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Three, two, one.
One.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty close.
It's fine.
Not too bad.
Here we go.
It's going well.
Question one.
Here we go.
Chewy caramel. Original, double coat.
Tim Tams.
Magnums. Oh.
Marty got it. It's Tim Tams, correct.
Oh, Marty.
They are Tim Tams.
I bought a packet of Tim Tams yesterday.
Which ones?
Because Mum's staying.
Oh, nice.
Mum's
and McDonald's have their Tim Tam McFlurry at the moment.
Oh, my God. If only I was eating.
Marty's on one. Question
only
two.
Only Will could taste.
Oh, I can't. I'll kill for a Tim Tam. Question two. Eerie. Superior, Michigan.
Lakes.
Oh.
More information, Marty?
Lakes in a...
Marty, more information?
Saltwater lakes.
No, it's not what
can
I'm...
Can I have a lakes go? In America.
Troy?
American lakes.
Oh, it's not quite what I'm after.
Loza, over to you.
I just said American lakes.
No. I think I'll just give it to Marty because it's the Great Lakes in North America. The five Great Lakes.
Does that mean I just won?
No,
you're on two.
Oh, Jesus. I thought it was best of three.
It is.
So if I get this, I win.
Yes.
That's
yes.
right.
Marty for the win. Here we go. Question three. Johnson, May, Blair.
Prime Ministers of the UK.
Prime Ministers.
Matt, I need your help here. I've got no idea.
Well, Lauren was the loudest. I have no idea who
Give
won
it to Loz.
Loz, you can have it.
So we can
I
keep.
Thought Loz said presidents.
No, she's.
No, I said prime ministers of the UK. That's exactly what I said.
Okay, we'll give it to Loz.
I think the audio would suggest that I got it.
Oh.
But I want to have a game.
I want a match as the last three-way of the year.
I'll try and not yell directly into this microphone. I don't have a popper.
We need to get poppers out there to the guys as well.
Yeah.
Matt? I think this microphone's going to have to be thrown away.
Add that to your list of a thousand other things you're doing, Matthew.
Sure.
Matt knows where the poppers are. Question four. Straight, pair, flush.
Card.
Poker
hands.
Oh. Marty said poker hands first.
He did.
I think Marty wins.
Yeah!
Card, poker, hands.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M. Marty Sheargold. Now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
This has been a kooky sort of serious story, but just a lot of twists and turns in it, and I don't mean that as a play on words. A serial pest who's been playing with himself at a nudist beach, full solo sessions, is not spending another day behind bars despite having his jail sentence quadrupled. Gary Chisholm.
Nice,
Gary Chisholm has pleaded guilty in March to gross indecency in a public place. You went to a nudist beach once, Loz, and didn't someone proposition you on the beach?
Yes, a man wearing only a bucket hat, and it was disgusting, and I was clothed.
And he was like, do you want to wander up into the shrubs?
Yeah, he approached me in the water. It was actually really pervy and gross. And I was like, do you know what? I might go sit back at my towel now and not get murdered today.
Yeah. If you could not kill me this afternoon, that'd be excellent bucket hat.
It was just so gross. He had this big bucket hat and this huge belly. Just he didn't need pants, really. It was covering everything.
It wasn't me, was it?
Maybe.
I don't mind a bucket hat. Nice, Gary. Gary Chisholm, the Jism, has pleaded guilty in March to gross indecency after having a solo session as he watched a couple of people who were topless at a nudist beach in Darwin.
Oh.
Come, said the boy, let's go down to the sand.
No, Gary.
Let's do what we want to do.
He only spent 2 days behind bars, though.
Be a man.
The rest of his 3 month sentence was suspended. Doesn't seem enough,
doesn't seem
does
enough.
It?
Like, surely you do it once and you get into trouble.
That's pretty lewd behaviour.
Yeah. It's very confronting seeing that.
I mean, I don't want to comment on sentencing. Sorry, Loz, to talk over you.
No, it's not.
When we were kids, my sister and I have told this story on air. We saw a bloke having a solo session laying down in the bushes.
Oh.
And it was hectic. And we were kids. And I went home and said to Dad, Gary, no. I went home and said to Dad, my sister probably said it, there's a bloke down there doing stuff in the bushes, and Dad was out that door like that.
He
was down to the park to see if he could still see the bloke.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think you have told this.
Yeah. It was very, very confronting.
Did he catch him?
Did he catch him?
Yeah.
He dated him for 3 years.
The Marty Sheargold Show.
I got sunburnt on the weekend, and I always pride myself on being sun smart.
With a hat on?
With a hat
it's
on.
It's important for you.
Sunglasses.
It's important for everyone.
I mean, I'm bald.
Yeah.
You know, you can't cop a lot of sun.
No.
You know which bit I forgot to do was the little semicircle bit in the back of my cap.
Oh, I can see it.
So I have a semicircle sunburn. And I thought it would be fun on the first day of December to talk about the great sunburns people have had.
Yeah. First day of summer officially today.
My partner Ange fell asleep on a beach once in a bikini and her boobs slid up as boobs do when they have a little lay down.
Yeah.
And all under her boobs got sunburnt. And this is how she realised she was also allergic to aloe vera. Because then she rubbed a bit of aloe vera on the burn and it all just blistered up.
Oh, made it worse.
But boob burn is bad because I've had a boob burn when I went to the nudist beach in Mornington.
Oh.
And because then your skin hasn't seen the sun before.
No, under there, no.
And then when your boobs are down,
Ouch.
It's all pushing together.
Ouchy.
You can't, it's always touching something.
Oh, boob burn is fun too.
Yeah. I've had eyeball burn, sunburn.
Eyeball sunburn?
Hell. It was hideous.
On a boat?
Is it a real thing?
Yes. I'd been like canoeing.
Yeah.
And oh my God, my whole face here, like all my eyes puffed up. I almost had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, well, it's the reflection on the water. Yeah, it's the same as if you're skiing, the same thing
it's
in the snow.
That's true. You get caught out with reflected sunlight all the time.
Loz has just showed me the most confronting photo I haven't seen. Did you see, you saw that as well?
Of Loz's bum.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen it before.
No, you haven't.
Look at that.
Jesus. It's like Loz has gone to a panel beaters and said, could I have a very white V on my ass and the deepest red you've got for the whole back of my legs?
Make everything else crimson.
Make everything else crimson. And I'll cry if I have to.
Looks like the Sydney Swans jumper.
It does look like the Swans jumper.
It really does.
It really does.
Hey, Debbie.
How are you? Lovely
wonderful,
to talk
Debbie.
To you. Love your show.
Oh, good on you, Debbie. Were you burnt?
No, it was my son. We left him in under control of my mother-in-law, and she had his shirt off all day, and his whole back, front, and arms were really badly burnt, and he was only about, about 8, and the blisters on his arms were like hanging off like oranges, and he's like, what is that? Because he didn't even know what it was as a kid, and he couldn't wear any clothes. And after
what did
about
you say
week,
to her, Debbie?
Yeah.
Or did you just have to let that one go?
Yeah, just had to let that one go.
How
nothing's
annoying.
Changed. It's still
nothing's changed.
Oh, dear.
But, you know, his core body temperature was dropping. The doctor said he needs to get clothes on.
Oh, my God. She's almost killed him, Debbie. I mean, God, mother-in-laws. I mean, that's a whole other photo.
Discuss.
I'm very lucky. My mother-in-laws love
it. Of course, absolutely.
Yeah, but that's not the way it is for everyone.
Jackie, how bad were you sunburnt?
Not quite as bad as Debbie's son, thank God. Many years ago down Port Melbourne Beach, you know, putting my friend's sunscreen on, loving life, thinking it was all great.
Yeah.
Was either out of date or moisturiser because I ended up...
Oh, no.
Lobster legs. Went to work that night. I was waitressing at the time and I wore black pants and I was walking really funny and my boss was like, you're all right. I go, no, I'm really sunburnt. And I said, have a look. And I undid my pants and she thought I had red stockings on.
Oh, my God. That's like the photo Loz just showed us. Yeah. It looked like she had red stockings on as well.
So she sent me home and I think I spent like 2 or 3 days at home on the floor of my flat covered in, I was trying all the remedies, yogurt, wet compressors.
Yeah, wet compressors. Yogurt is not going to help, Jackie.
It's not a curry.
Poppadoms with that.
Banana and coconut.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M. Marty Sheargold. Now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
What did you accidentally drink is the question we're asking now. Yeah, just absentmindedly drank something you shouldn't have drunk.
By mistake.
It's usually things under the kitchen sink, isn't
Yuck.
It?
Yuck. Oh,
yeah. Look, when you're a kid, it's like, drank Windex. Oh, God, you idiot. What'd you do that for? Now we're going to have to take you out of the hospital.
Like the colour of it.
Yeah.
I worry that someone's drank my vomit before because I have a tendency of spewing in little cups when I'm out and just putting them down.
Oh, my God.
Lawrence had COVID, so she's not thinking entirely clearly.
Lauren, I was not expecting that.
I don't think anyone was expecting Lauren to be concerned about people drinking her vomit at parties because she tends to vomit into little cups.
Into little cups.
I have a question.
Yeah, please make
it. Just like pint glasses sitting in pubs that... Like,
yes.
What do you mean, little cups?
Just have a
I'll just pick it up and go, oh, I just need to do a little... And just put it down. Hey, it's better than me vomiting on the floor and having someone clean it up.
Oh, yeah, well, that is true. I mean, you've got me there.
Head to the bathroom, maybe.
Yeah. I do if I can, but sometimes I can't.
Yeah, right. You are a master vomiter. There's no doubt about it.
What did you accidentally drink?
What did you accidentally drink? American Screening LLC of Shreveport. What?
Shreve?
What is Shreve? This?
It's literally a PSA that you sent through and it's nothing to the story.
All right. A company in the US has recalled 153,000 units of hand sanitizer containing 70% of alcohol gel. Because that's what essentially hand sanitizer is alcohol.
Yeah.
It resembles water bottles. And people, I'm assuming, are ingesting it. Look at that. I mean, if you that looks more like a water bottle than a water bottle.
It totally does.
Mm. And I think people may be accidentally drinking the old hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Of course, Fiona O'Loughlin, when she was on Celebrity Jungle, get me in.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
Celebrity Jungle, get me in. That's the knockoff.
It's a different show. She admitted to drinking hand sanitizer because she was having such...
Did she?
Yes, she was having such a difficult time with alcohol in her life that she was necking the occasional hand sanitizer.
Well, I love the smell of it.
Yeah, I love the smell of it.
But it depends on... Some sannies smell gross and some smell really good. We've all become connoisseurs of hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer. Yeah. Perhaps you in your everyday life's drunk something that you shouldn't have drunk accidentally. You've absentmindedly picked it. Well, what about you, Loza, with your Mount Franklin bottles?
Yeah, well, another great moment of mine is that I used to take Mount Franklin bottles filled with vodka out with me. Mm. So I would just get a drink and then pour it out with vodka.
Nice.
And then I wasn't well and I needed Panadol in my room one time. I was hungover or something. Took a Panadol, picked up the Mount Franklin bottle, thinking it was water.
Mm.
It was vodka.
Oh,
and it
vodka.
Was, yeah.
Vodka and Panadol Rice. When you're trying to treat a hangover. No.
Never felt better.
No, thank you. What did you accidentally drink, Darren?
G'day, guys. I drank a whole cup of olive oil.
Oh, no, Darren. What did you think it was?
Cordial. I was about a 12-year-old kid out in the backyard playing basketball for a few hours, come running inside to get a drink, and first thing I seen on the table was a plastic cup that the old lady put some oil in, and I've just sculled it.
Oh, God, that is not what you need after a few hours on court.
That's awful.
To run in and drink a cup of olive oil.
Do you need to drink the cup before you realise it's olive oil? Like, it just touches
the lip.
He might
have just gone, boom!
Smashed it.
Now it's time for Lauren's Little Quiz. It's Cinemasaurus.
Lauren's game, but Quizmaster Will, Marty.
Yeah, well, we had to make Will the Quizmaster because, like all the games we play, Will just wins them.
Yeah, and it becomes boring.
So we've had
to... I miss games.
Well, you're still playing, you're just not playing. Lauren's Little Quiz, genius from Lauren.
Yeah.
What about...
Oh, yeah.
We take movie titles and change the words in the title with words from the thesaurus.
It's great.
Well, what about it?
Yes. Play along wherever you are.
Yeah.
And you're taking on Loza. And you have an advantage.
Well, yes, I do, because Lauren has COVID. She's not having a great day, and she's also at home with a slight delay.
But at least Will has a delay too from you.
God, Lauren.
This is going to be...
Lay down. Put the pillow on your face.
Marty, if you don't win this,
don't say that because you know I probably won't win it. This is not one of my strong games.
This will not make you look good. If you lose.
Is it Songosaurus today?
It's Songosaurus. Today's theme, songs about sickness.
Oh, why is that?
Because Lauren and I have COVID. So songs about being unwell, being ill, etc.
Okay.
Et cetera.
All right.
Here we
go. This is good. Good
this
topic.
Is hard.
All synonyms from the thesaurus. Question one. Terrible instance of adoring you.
Bad case of loving you.
Yes, Robert Palmer. Marty's on the board.
Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Straight out of his iPod.
Marty won. Lauren.
Whitewash. This is going to be terrible.
Come on.
Here we go. Question two. Grab my illness.
Catch my disease.
Oh, yes. Marty.
Oh,
Loz, come on.
Come on, Loza.
Loz, is your line okay?
Are you all right?
Call? Is it,
you look sweaty.
Unfortunately, my line is fine.
You look really unwell.
Yeah. You look sweaty, but you have a jumper on.
Take a jumper off.
I had it off, and then I was really cold. I had to put it on, but I'm so sweaty. I have a fever.
Fever is not
the main thing.
Fever is not in my song list, by the way.
Okay. Oh.
Here we go.
Two to you,
question,
Marty.
Question three,
this
Marty.
This is for the win. It is for the win.
This is it.
Oh, God.
Poor therapeutics. Poor therapeutics.
Hmm. No, I don't know. What's that one?
Nothing. Buzz Outlaws?
Nope.
Yep.
Bad Medicine, Bon Jovi.
Mm. That was.
I was never going to get that.
I don't think that's your best one.
No. Oh.
What synonyms for medicine are there?
Yeah, no, that wasn't your best. Dr. Quinn?
Yeah, what? Medicine woman.
What as well?
Still two on the board
he
for
wasn't
you.
Born yet for Dr. Quinn, medicine woman.
I still don't know what that is. All right, question four.
What that is?
Question four. Mm-hmm. Marty can still win.
Yes. Okay, Lauren, come on.
Come on, Lauren. This myocardial
infarction.
Heart attack. Yes, what a loss.
This heart attack. I've got to get away.
Baker. Point on the board for you, Loz. Marty, you're on two.
I'm going to win.
I'm not. Now you're up and about.
Here we go. Question five. Physician experience fine. Physician experience fine.
Dr. Feelgood.
Oh. Yes, Loz.
Oh,
yes.
Dr. Feelgood.
It's Loz Motley Crue.
Two each.
Oh my god! And this is
someone's it's the COVID getting... comeback.
It's one of the great COVID comebacks.
Oh, this and someone's going to get this one. So here it is.
2 points apiece.
Oh no!
Question six for the win. More difficult to exhale.
Harder, harder to breathe.
Yes,
Lauren.
The COVID comeback.
Oh, I've been beaten by Loza, who's in her spare room on her fifth day of having COVID.
How do you feel?
I feel pretty good. Run a half marathon.
The Marty Sheargold Show, Triple M. Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show. Everybody's
talking at me. Right now, time for the socials. It is our last show of the year.
It
this
is.
Morning.
And thank you to everyone who's got in touch with the show over the last 12 months. Yeah, it's always lovely to hear from you.
Sure is. At Marty Sheargold Show.
At Marty Sheargold Show on the Insta. Or, of course, you can contact Loz directly on the Loz line, 0457
051 051. Yeah.
And that's always fun.
Sure is.
Loz loves going through those messages.
I do.
And William's been in charge of the Insta DMs. Over to you, Will, for the final socials of 2021.
For one last time, thank you to everyone. Particularly this week, we've had some lovely messages to the whole team wishing us a Merry Christmas and a very great first year. And we thank you, everyone, for listening and contributing on Instagram.
Yeah.
Albert is someone who contributed a lot this year, and he sent through a final team name that he put together. It's Super Caliper Shigwillistic Alex Papi Flappadocious.
So oh, my God.
That's really good.
Which
Albert.
I
really enjoy.
Albert's put some thought into that.
That's great.
Lenny found what he thinks would be Marty's favourite small Victorian town, and you can see on the WhatsApp that's just come through there, it's a sign pointing us towards Dunstown.
Dunstown. Oh, which you don't know Dunstown.
No. It looks, it's close to Ballarat, and it's only a population of about 244 people in Dunstown, but...
Maybe we should all chip in and buy Dunstown.
Yeah.
Something to think about, DC.
Like Schitt's Creek.
Our favourite, Cleet.
Cleet.
I think that's Cleet. He wanted to send a very long message on Instagram, but it was too long. It's lovely, and I'll share it with you guys.
Paraphrase it.
Off air. Yeah. But he also wanted to point out, if you're putting together a top 10 listener contribution, while Jelly and Ice Cream is the clubhouse leader, and that was a podcast story.
One of the great stories.
It's on our Instagram if you managed to go through over the summer and find it. He still thinks that the laughs in his story, Cleet the Aries, has got to be at least top five. Yeah, and I had forgotten how Cleet the Aries went. And so here is a bit of it, Troy, that Cleet
this is from
through.
Cleet.
Cleet.
Oh, I think Cleet. It's Cleet. Just following up
I
on yesterday.
I think it's Cleet.
I was thinking about Cleet yesterday.
Yeah,
yesterday, shout out. He says, it's funny that Lauren mentioned my name would be difficult to say quickly. Mm. While I appreciate that parents gave me such a unique name. I've always struggled introducing myself. I've had people call me Clint, Cliff, Cleve, Craig, Greg, and Lee. And he says, Lee. The really
and
weird.
That's not even the one we were sort of alluding to.
Yes. He gets it because he says, the really weird thing was in high school, everyone would refer to me as Taurus when I'm actually an Aries.
Very sharp from Clay.
Very good. It's very good from Clay.
Thank you for your contributions.
Were you at home for that one as well?
I must have been.
You've had a couple of eyesight
days. Oh, yeah, you've had a few days at home this year.
Yeah.
And you had your day off as well, don't forget.
Not to mention my day off, yeah.
We had a lot of people sending us their Spotify raps with the Marty Shear Gold Show as the number one podcast I'd listened to this year. So thank you for all the people that sent that through. The number one, so the winner, I thought that Chumath had won with about 13,000 minutes listened to. Francesco sent through. Has anyone topped these minutes with the Spotify rap? He's listened to 29,000 minutes of the Marty Shear Gold Show, which clocks in at 483 hours.
My God.
Which
wow.
I think requires listening to episodes
some of them twice.
So, Francesco, that's very dedicated.
Francesco. Unless he accidentally just left it playing and went to sleep.
Doesn't make for the
any
year.
Sense.
For days.
For the year.
We have a sunburn story from Todd that I hung on to for today. Australia Day 2010, a mate dared me to get a map of Australia purposely burned onto my back.
Oh, God.
He did not draw a map of Australia. After a few hours, I was walking down the beach with hundreds of people celebrating Australia Day laughing and giving me high fives. I had no idea until the next day, and you can see coming through on the WhatsApp. It'll be on our socials as well shortly. Marty, what does it say?
It's got I, then love heart, which means I love, and then unfortunately COCK, and then he's been peened underneath that as well.
Todd says, to make it worse, I had recently had shoulder surgery before this. I never completed my rehab because I was too embarrassed to take my shirt off for my lovely young female physio. He had a bung shoulder. And finally, in the socials for 2021 from Wayne, to the Shiglet, Chapel Street, Vivian's mum, Fingers, Chlamydia, Triple M's hottest new brekkie trio, the Lauren, Will and Matt Show. I wanted to share a little game of Marty Shear Gold Bingo I've created based on a few of the show's quirks and funny bits throughout the year. Just going to send it through now and I'll go through some of the highlights. It's also on our Instagram right now if you want to see it and play along at Marty Shear Gold Show. So some of the highlights include Marty references Gavin or Phil. Troy brings up Chapel Street.
Good.
Will says length, which I actually did pre-show off air.
Yes, you did.
Length. Tools down, fellas, which we get a fair bit of.
Yeah.
Lauren hums along to the wide world of Will Bed, which is just a daily occurrence.
Yeah.
Caller asks Marty how he is, and he says never better, which is five times a show. And Matt puts through a good caller is one of the ones.
Oh. Oh. You won't ever get that one.
Leave an empty square.
Get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Shear Gold Show.
The Marty Shear Gold Show.
What about this for a crazy story? Under the headline, eyeball pops out. Private eyes, indeed.
Victor
Osimhen suffered a crushed eye socket against Inter Milan and faces 3 months out injured. He's obviously a soccer player.
Yeah.
22-year-old striker has suffered the horror injury in a collision with Milan Skriniar. Some crazy names on the shoe. Victor underwent surgery and was given 6 plates and 18 screws to repair the damage around his eye. Have a look at him. They're walking him off there. He looks like he's in shock, doesn't he? That looks like a bloke who can't fathom the pain that he's in.
No.
He's got that look of on his face of like, concentrate and everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, just remain calm.
Remain calm.
I don't know.
Yes, you just had your own eyeball in your hand. It can happen.
How does that get reattached?
I don't know. His surgeon said it was not an easy procedure and warned Victor that he must be careful upon his return to action.
Well, yes, of course.
He had a series of fractures. It was as if his head had ended up under a press.
Oh.
The eye came out of its socket.
I'm a famous
sailor.
It's Popeye.
Oh, his eye popped.
You're with us. One of the COVID kids has just turned up.
Brain fog.
It's not simple at all, said the surgeon. In fact, it's very delicate due to the crushing of the socket and due to the curving of the bone, which has been practically destroyed. Oh, I mean, man. This is horrific.
Oh, no, his face looks busted in that photo.
Doesn't it? He's got that real swollen, it's gone beyond ouch, me eye hurts to ouch, I think me eye just popped out of my skull. Could you imagine that feeling of knowing that your eye is just,
I don't want to
just
think about it.
Briefly just gone pop.
No. Like I said before, it's surprising that that's not more common. Like, we have a ball in our face.
Yeah, I know. And there's not a lot.
It doesn't just pop out.
What ball are you referring to in your face?
The eyeball. But it's funny that it doesn't just... Oh. Like, it doesn't
were all thinking something else.
Yeah, no, I was...
The Marty Shigold Show.
That's good.
The Marty Shigold Show. Year in review.
Are we ready?
Yes.
I just choked on a bit of spit. I'm ready now.
You're right. Sorry, I spat in your mouth.
It was a big year on the Marty Shigold Show. A
lot of bums slapping.
First off, we learnt everyone's names.
From CD, who gets in touch with us on the text line. He says, g'day golden cags, got no cags, power cags, 9-inch cags, flappy cags, finger cags, cags with the COVID numbers and the new cags.
You, Clara. You're the new cags.
Jeez. Yes. Questions?
Who's got no cags?
Lauren. Me!
Oh, oh man.
Have you met Lauren? I'm so sorry.
God, let me draw us a diagram.
No, I'm power cags.
Oh. Fingers. That's you, TC.
And then what Marty loved.
I love a cocktail frankfurt.
I love a mutually agreed decision.
I love biscuits.
I love camping.
I love cheese.
Yes.
I love footy.
I love giving away money.
I love nodding at people I've never met.
I love old people.
I love the phrase, laying pipe.
I love trams.
I love rulers too, Anna, in other news.
Now, the one thing we all loved was quizzes.
So basically, Troy, you play grabs and then Lauren, Will and I. Jesus, I forgot who I was working with.
Now, producer Will won all the time.
Oh,
we're on!
Will's won another game.
Will wins again.
Will's won again.
You just can't beat him.
And we figured out how.
I was speaking to Mark, and he had a suggestion for our game. Will was very adamant about the answer.
I was so sure. I reckon hurt. His cover, the 9-inch nails cover hurt.
No way. No.
Absolutely not.
Mark has since got back in touch with me and has told me that he gave Will the tip off.
I may have chatted to Mark.
You've got the new nickname now, 9-inch Willie, which I think sits well with you, by all reports.
Sandpaper Will.
Sandpaper Will is another one of yours.
And that wasn't the only thing the quiz uncovered.
Here she goes.
Question
Lauren's
one.
Alter ego, yeah. Patricia.
Well, he couldn't just say Switzerland. He should have to elaborate and say cities in Switzerland.
Open the gates.
Give him the point then. See, if I was Will, I'd complain about that rule, but I'm not Will, so I'm not going to complain.
No. Terrible rule.
Yeah, and I don't hear you complaining. This is what I mean.
I'm not complaining.
Exactly.
You are complaining.
No, I'm saying that. Oh, never mind.
All right, next
you never
question.
Complain when it affects
the
you.
The ladies
well.
Are fighting.
I wasn't done. Damn it.
And speaking of people,
Will.
Hello.
Stubble Dee Cook.
Stubble Dee Cook.
Reading a book.
Will has a friend, a very good friend, in a man called Stubble Dee Cook, who's a swimmer. Stubble Dee Cook's a friend of mine on Facebook.
Wait, no, he's not. I made a mistake.
Doesn't make sense to anyone.
We were watching Stubble Dee Cook this morning on the telly, and Will goes, I think you'll find it Stubble Dee Cook. I went to school with him.
You're hardly the king of names.
Names are not my strength, but reading is. Well, Stubble Dee Cook. Cook.
Cook.
Oh, my God.
Pardon me?
Stubble Dee Cook.
Stubble Dee Cook.
You're so good with names, man.
Now, what's next?
Daddy, daddy, daddy.
Oh, Lenny.
All of a sudden, Lauren has sat up. Remember when Lenny Kravitz's pants split? Lauren remembers it.
I don't, but I'm Googling.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm talking about.
There you
Lenny.
Go.
Oh.
Oh, Matt's just seen it too.
Matt, leave some oxygen in the room for the rest of us.
Yeah, from memory, there's a piercing involved there at some point
looks
as
like
well.
At the top.
Yeah, a little bit of a Prince Albert, perhaps. Or a Sir Tom Moore, as they're calling it now.
Only if it's raised money. Oh, I've got a snort.
Got your gift going?
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz
eating a
gift.
Banana at the same time.
Yeah, I know. I can see. I've never seen anyone with more banana in their mouth than you. Obviously, I'm lying.
And speaking of bananas...
I once put a banana in the VCR.
Is that a euphemism?
Yes.
He's done that in the office here.
Once put a banana in the VCR. What was her name?
Now, across the year, we may have had some trouble speaking.
The store manager asks why she's not wearing a mask, and the woman aggressively takes a paper... And Jordan's
God, your brain actually glitched.
We organise an astrological...
Yes, it's hard.
An astrological...
you try it. How are you doing? Fish, a fisk. Oh, that was a mess, that one.
Really pulled out the thesaurus.
Have another go at that, Will. And
fish.
And they told him to...
And our winner is going to score a 200...
Oh, my goodness.
A Harvey Norman voucher. Let's just say that.
All right, you don't need to be a paramilitary merit.
Oh, my God. What year did Yoko Ono release this version of Imagine? What year did Julia Gillard become Australia's first female Prime Minister?
She lost an election to Tony Abbott in 2010.
That's Lauren had a brain explosion like a child.
That's unbelievable.
He then sent Joe a letter saying, I'm a retired cop, a philanthropist, and I want to get you off. Wait.
Would you like to rephrase that?
Yes.
I almost got my head stuck between the railings on our patio at home once.
Oh, yeah. But you get it in. You've got to get it out. Yesterday we spoke about a word that I couldn't say and I couldn't remember what the word was. Mm. Today I remembered because it was on a sheet. Mm. It's familiarity.
Yes, familiarity.
Familiarity.
It's a tough one. That it's got a lot going on in your mouth.
It is hard.
But we always managed to explain the big stories.
Look at it, though. I mean, it's hard to describe.
Yeah, 50 centimetres long.
Is it? Where are you getting that?
In the middle, the part it's that's bold and highlighted. The only bit you miss.
Why isn't netball?
It's ridiculous.
Netball's in the com games,
isn't it?
It's one of the
only,
most common games played, I reckon.
Do they play netball in America?
I think a bit of the Caribbean might play a bit of netball as well.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah.
Jamaica.
Good beaches there.
Netball, we're talking about.
Oh.
So as we come to the end of 2021...
You know what we need? You and I need a little weekend away camping together.
Oh, no thanks.
And make plans for 2022.
Troy's going to come, I can feel it.
Yeah. Wait.
Are you happy with the words that came out of your mouth then?
That's how we play three-way.
Hang on, mate. You can't say Troy's going to come, I can feel it, and then expect the show to continue as normal.
He's gonna come with a wet sail.
Actually.
Well, if that's what you're calling it.
Actually on.
First time this year I'm speechless.
Just remember this.
You can put a thumb in my...
mouth. Imagine all the people.
Catch you next year on the Marty Shegold Show.
Stop. It's over. There's a full stop right there.
Yep.
All right, I'll just press the button then. Bye.
Rubber band.
I think Poppy means daddy. There's a rubber band that plays tunes out of June. Poppy, daddy. In the library garden Sunday after daddy. Poppy. While a little chappy waves a golden wand. Daddy. Band. In 1910 I was so handsome and so strong. My moustache was stiffly waxed and 1 foot long. And I loved a girl while you played tea time tunes. Dear rubber band, you're playing my tune out of tune. The Marty Shegold Show. Back Monday from 6. Thanks for listening to the Marty Shegold Show podcast. For Chemist Warehouse, this Christmas, pick up a fragrance for a loved one from Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.